It's 8:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Amid a DNA testing scandal and understaffing, a new outside audit of the state's Bureau of Investigation recommends several changes. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
The audit of CBI's Forensics Division comes as a former DNA scientist, Missy Woods, faces more than 100 charges that she manipulated data over decades. The internal fallout from Woods and staff shortages has contributed to the state's sexual assault kit testing backlog and long wait times for results. The audit recommends CBI pilot and ombudsman position hire more forensic scientists and make the forensic section its own separate division within the Department of Public Safety. It also recommends changes to training. The auditors interviewed nearly 140 staff members. The vast majority said they were satisfied with their pay and committed to the job. Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Palmer Lake's Board of Trustees is set to consider applications from residents seeking to fill a vacant seat during a special workshop today. The seat opened when Trustee Dennis Stern was appointed mayor last month. Two other trustees also face a recall effort. The board is expected to discuss details of that special election as well. The town's leadership has been in a hot seat for months over the possible annexation of land for a massive Buc-ee's Travel Center. Boulder County mosquitoes have tested positive for West Nile virus. So far, the county has seen low numbers, but expects that to change. People are urged to drain standing water around your house, use screens on doors and windows, and cut down on outdoor time during peak mosquito hours at dusk and dawn. Mosquito season in Colorado typically lasts from late April through mid-October, ending with the first fall freeze. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr.